You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode number 9 of Irk FM. Irk FM can be found at irkfm.com and is a part of Channel Irk, channelirk.com. I hope you enjoyed our Australian special last week on episode 8, and next week in episode 10 we'll feature another Australian special. But today we have a lot of music for you. It's going to get a bit loud, so if you like the volume cranked up to 11, you will definitely like this show. We have a wide range of music from our music partners this week, IODA PromoNet and MusicSubmit.com. And not forgetting our other partners, of course, Aerial Publicity and also the PodSafe Music Network. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can. Send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com, and we'll have some listener feedback towards the end of the episode. So let's get straight into the music now. This particular song I heard for the first time on the Ouroboros podcast, and then I heard it again on Amped, which is the weekly show of the Association of Music Podcasting. And you'll be hearing more about Amped in this particular show. And when I heard this song on Amped, it was show 168, and I kept listening to it and listening to it and listening to it. But I decided to get out of bed, because that's where I was listening to Amped, get out of bed, and I decided to get a copy of that particular song and put it on my iPod so I could just listen to it on repeat. It's very catchy, it's been on my iPod on high rotation, and then I thought, I must play this song on Irk FM. I emailed the band, they said, sure, go ahead, you know, play our music, tell your listeners where to find us. And of course you can do that by going to irkfm.com and clicking on the links for all the performers. And then they said to me, how do we tour in Australia? And to that, I'm not quite sure, but we'd sure like to have them over here anyway. So prepare for an earworm, direct from my iPod on higher rotation. This is called Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band, and as Colin from Ouroboros points out, none of the band members are female or called Julie. I hope you'll enjoy this as much as I do. You're listening to episode 9 of Irk FM.
You're not right, but I don't mind. See, I'm just a call away for you to test me. Rip open my chest, baby, and break my heart in two. 'Cause I'm yours and that's a fact. You scratch open the skin on my tell me everything you know, and then I'll rip off all your clothes and lick your flesh and bones. I wanna watch you dance with Do-Si-Do. Just hurry up before your time's run low. Stand right here and you can rip my heart out slow. Tell me the truth, I never
kiss me. Bite off my lips, baby. And you still couldn't stop me from saying that I'm yours and that's a fact. Don't want you cutting me no slack. I wanna fight for you. I like your style, I like your pose. I like the way you look without all your clothes. And we can do some dough.
And of course, if it was my iPod, I'd be playing that song right now. If that was my iPod, I'd be playing that song again. But this is Irk FM, so let's continue.
So I know your friends and you know mine too. You don't tell on me.
That was I Get Around by Dragonette, and to open this episode of IRC FM was the rather addictive Dosey Day by Julie the Band. Now, I Get Around by Dragonette, the song you just heard, I actually meant to play a couple of weeks ago on episode number 6, but as Colin from the Ouroboros podcast pointed out later, I had some editing fail, and so you didn't get to hear that song, but you do now. Now, Dragonette, rather cool sounding name, I think you'll agree, they have just been selected, actually, to be a part of Playboy's RockTheRabbit.com. And RockTheRabbit.com features the sexiest musicians on the planet, and Dragonette is there as well, so that is quite cool. Now, the band that we played previously, Julie the Band, they are based in Los Angeles, which is quite cool. Their second album is called An Act of Communication. Now, the band formed after meeting in high school in LA in the mid-90s, and they have been playing together in various forms over the past 10 years, and they've been playing and producing for other people as well. So the guys got together, and over the last 10 years have been really cool, and that song, Dosey Do, as I said, quite addictive. Their heroes and influences range from Spider-Man to Honky Tonk, and so there's quite a wide range in between. Their live performances have actually been described as being reminiscent of the Pixies. They perform with live horns, strings, and the occasional belly dancer. So Julie the Band deliver to audiences who are starved for authenticity around Los Angeles. And needless to say, I know I've mentioned it on IRC FM before, but soon I will be there in the United States, and we have a lot of good music coming up, even though I will not be in Australia, so look forward to that. So we'll go on and we'll play our next song, and we'll move from Los Angeles and we'll move to Italy. This is called Runaway by Alchemy. You're listening to IRC FM. Now
Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great Podshape music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and even Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce AMPT, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
So what is AMPT?
Week, the best new music from the best podcasters of the Association of Music Podcasting is compiled and offered for your enjoyment.
Here's a little sampler.
Can I find AMPT?
Head over to musicpodcasting.org.
I better write that down. Musicpodcasting.org.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
And there you heard a sampler from AMPT, New Music Weekly, where, as you heard, a variety of music podcasters get together and a different one hosts the show each week to give a wide variety of music that music podcasters like myself are playing. Now, I'm hoping actually to become a regular... part of AMPT, being a host. I am hoping when I return from my trip to the United States to come back and semi-regularly become a host of AMPT. We all sort of take it in turns out of those people who are interested in becoming a host of AMPT, out of those who are a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, and then other members submit their favourite tracks and the host presents them. So I hope you enjoyed that particular sample. Go and check it out. It's a great way to keep up and find out what's happening in music podcasting in the one space. And who knows, you might even find a song that you like I did for my podcast that we heard earlier in the episode. The song that we heard before that was called Runaway by Alchemy, and they come from Milan in Italy. And that is quite cool. Now, the band actually formed out of a friendship that the band members had, and the project itself has been going since 2005. And they try not to pigeonhole themselves into a specific genre. They like to call their style of music world rock music. So they don't like restrictions, and they always like to try something new. And that song was cool, and we'll be featuring more of the band in coming weeks. Their influences include Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Queen, Van Halen, AC/DC, Iron Maiden, U2, Depeche Mode, Prince, Talking Heads, Bryan Adams, Tina Turner, and a lot more. As always, there are links to the bands on the show notes. And as usual, I'd like to thank the various bands, the artists, and also the behind-the-scenes people, the publicists and agencies, for their assistance in obtaining the music, because without them, there would be no IRC FM as we know it. Now, our next song coming up is very, very good. So if you haven't got your volume to 11 yet, now might be a good time. This song is called Coming On by Wildski, and I actually received in the post over the last week a CD from the band, courtesy of Ivan. And Ivan is the founder of the publicist group for Wildski, Mandatory Music Group. And Ivan very graciously sent me a CD, and I will be listening to that in the car very, very loud on the way to work, and I'll definitely enjoy that. So that's the first time that I've been sent a CD from an artist, so that is quite cool, and I thank Ivan and also the band, and look forward to hearing them and possibly catching up with them while I'm in the United States. So let's get straight into it now. This is Coming On by Wildski, IRC FM.
Never loved it all.
That song was White Rabbit by Jay Gordon and the Penetrators. And White Rabbit seems rather appropriate because one of the things that I do on my talk podcast, IrkPod, is to have a white Wi-Fi bunny called Anastasia, who drops in and out with various news, tips and information, and sometimes just weird and wacky comments as well. So White Rabbit seems rather appropriate for her. And before that, we heard Coming On by Wildski. And let me tell you that Jay Gordon and the Penetrators are a classic... Jay Gordon and the Penetrators are a classic and southern rock band. They play boogie and blues, and they're available for concert arenas, nightclubs, biker rallies, events, corporate parties, private parties, and a lot more, and that song was quite cool. And Wildski before that, their self-titled debut album is described as a dynamic CD where no two songs sound the same. Every song is an original. And on that album that I will be listening to very, very shortly in the car, and I'm sure that I'll love it because that song was great, the reviewers have compared the sound of the band to Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, Black Crowes, Soundgarden, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, or as some people might say, ZZ Top, Van Halen and Pink Floyd. So, needless to say, I'm going to love that particular album. Now we move on and we head towards the exit, well, not the exit, the exits, with their song Neon City. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to ERK FM.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to ERK FM. You too can enjoy the music from ERK FM by going to www.channelerk.com.
That was Get Up by Xander Black there, and prior to that we heard a couple of new station IDs that people have very generously recorded for me. There was Kelly Ritchie from the Kelly Ritchie Band, who will be hearing back on ERKPod. That will be hearing back on ERK FM very, very shortly on an encore special. So thank you, Kelly, for taking time out of your busy schedule to record that for me, and also a great mate of mine and also a great supporter of Channel ERK. There was Squeak as well, who recorded one for me too. So that was cool. If you would like to send me a station ID, just something very brief, you can. ERKPod@gmail.com. And prior to the two station IDs from Kelly and from Squeak, we heard The Exits with Neon City. The exits sort of kind of remind me about the band from the UK where the exits are from. They sort of reminded me of the Arctic Monkeys. I don't know why, I just get that feeling about them. But watch this space for more of the exits. And we also heard Get Up by Xander Black. And Xander is from New Jersey, and he's currently based in New York City, where a lot of our performers and artists seem to be. He's inspired by, yet again, Led Zeppelin, U2, Queen, and also more contemporary sounds and productions of Kanye West, Daft Punk, and Coldplay. So that's quite cool. Xander reached the top tier of the modeling industry, and after that he decided that it was time to get into his true passion for music. He developed his voice, developed songwriting, and also his abilities as a frontman with live performances with his band Monument. And if you like that song, you can go to the artist's website via erkfm.com and find out more about the band and hear some of their music and support the artists that support ErkPod and who support ErkFM. Now we're going to take it back a step, and this song is called Swimming Woman by Christopher Jam. You're listening to ErkFM. Christopher Jam File. On ErkFM, we always value your feedback. You can give us feedback by commenting on the show notes at erkfm.com, or you can send me an email, erkpod@gmail.com, and we always value your feedback. Keep the feedback coming over the next few weeks. When I am in the United States, we will have shows for you at the end of each week, down the pipe and into your ears. However, we will not be having feedback during the episodes, but I'll do a special listener appreciation show from the United States as an extra. So we had two pieces of feedback this particular week. Colin from the Ouroboros podcast commented on episode number 7, and he writes that the Hyperforce track that I played on episode 7 has Weird Track of the Week written all over it. What Colin does on his show that is released on the weekends, the Ouroboros podcast, there will be a link in the show notes in case you don't know how to spell Ouroboros. But at the end of each show, Colin plays what he calls the Weird Track of the Week. And Colin, you're more than welcome to play that particular song on your podcast, because I know that there's been songs that I've heard on your show and I've played them on ErkFM, so it's all cool. And Colin also writes that he always assumed that my nickname Irk was short for something Turkish. Now, I don't know how Colin came to that conclusion, but it's definitely not. And finally, our last comment comes from Shauno from Hyper Nonsense and Shauno Graham. And he's a great mate of ours on Channel Irk as well. And Shauno writes, Did you wear out the horns of fail on this episode, Irk? Yes, I did have a lot of fail on that episode, Shauno. But the horns of fail are still working, so rest assured about that, mate. So thank you for your feedback, guys. Irkpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. So we're going to close out the episode now. We're going to play a promo for our mate Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show. And if you are into metal and you've got this far, I think you may. But if you would like more of the same, have a listen to the Dark Compass Metal Show.
Do you like metal? Why aren't you listening to the Dark Compass Metal Show? 30 minutes of some of the thundering metal from the Podsafe Music Network. The DCMS. DarkCompass.com/metal.
And if you like some of the music that you've heard on this episode, you'll definitely like the Dark Compass Metal Show. And you may also enjoy Rolly's main show, Dark Compass. So to finish off, we have another band which will absolutely rock your socks off. And the band is called... The band are called Woe of Tyrants. And they come out of Ohio, and simply put, they shred. They play metal music with little regard to scenes and subgenres. They are five guys who are dead set on playing metal the way that they want to, and they mix the best of death, thrash, and power metal in a concoction that defies pigeonholing. They combine the vintage sounds of Testament and Metallica, brutal death metal, and epic power metal, and they also find some southern fried flair, and they become the Woes of Tyrants. The Woes of Tyrants began in 2004. Their main goal was to create heavy, intelligent music that can promote a positive message among chaotic and technical sounds. They released their critically acclaimed debut album Behold the Line through Tribunal Records in June 2007. And in October 2007, they signed a multi-album deal with Metal Blade Records. They then began writing for their first worldwide release, which ended up being called The Kingdom of Might. And their preference is for a positive message in their music rather than the stereotypical negative and abrasive metal. And the Woe of Tyrants have a list of tour dates coming up in April in New York, West Virginia, Indianapolis, Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas, in Mexico, Arizona, and California. Full details on the website by going to irkfm.com and clicking on the link. And let's hear it. This song is called... This song is called Break the Fangs of the Wicked, and it's by Woe of Tyrants. I will talk to you next week on episode 10 of Irk FM. Who would have thought 10 episodes? It seems to have taken such a long time. But I'm really, really enjoying it. I really value your feedback. I value the positive comments that I get. I also value the cooperation that I get from the bands, the artists, the agencies, and our music partners. ErkFM.com. And until next week, strap yourselves in and prepare to be rocked, thrashed, and bashed. Super. Thank you and good night, Interweb. You'll be rocking for that. Oh man, that song was super. you'll have that song in your head for hours. Good night, Mr. Webb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.